USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Virginia's Commonwealth has spoken, and their next governor will be Republican businessman Glenn Youngkin.
And a defining moment that is now millions of Virginians walking together.
Glenn Youngkin defeated former Democrat Governor Terry McAuliffe by nearly 2 percentage points. Other races in Virginia, as a lieutenant governor and attorney general, both leaning Republican, with 95% of the votes counted. The race for New Jersey governor didn't end on Election Day. In a surprise, the contest, once seen as a shoe-in for Governor Phil Murphy, remained too close to call Wednesday, with results so far showing the Democrat governor and Republican challenger, Jack Citarelli, less than 1 percentage point apart. In what some are calling poetic justice, the Atlanta Braves are the World Series champions for 2021 as they defeated the Houston Astros Tuesday night, 7-0. We are USA Radio News.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now, so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Could COVID booster shots be mandated? Tim Berg reports.
As many businesses across the United States mandate COVID-19 vaccinations for their employees, will COVID booster shots be soon required as well for some workers? The answer is yes, at least at a hospital in Newark, New Jersey. University Hospital in Newark is believed to be the first in the state that's implementing a COVID-19 vaccine booster mandate for employees who got the single-dose J&J vaccine. Dr. Hooman Norchasm is a virologist. He joins Fox News and says this hospital is going about this the wrong way.
Really, what we're doing here is we're doing something completely unscientific and irrational in a setting where we have a very good test to assess whether or not these people are actually immune already. The fact that it's coming from a hospital system is actually quite shocking to me, because these folks actually know you can actually take these 270 people who have been vaccinated with Johnson & Johnson, assess their antibodies, and if they're low or nil, those are the folks who need to get boosted. Everybody else should not get mandated.
USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Biden Tuesday on the Virginia governor's race.
I don't believe, and I've not seen any evidence, that whether or not I am doing well or poorly, whether or not I've got my agenda passed or not, is going to have any real impact on winning or losing. I think we're going to win in Virginia. We're going to win. But look, you know, the off year is always unpredictable.
A Fox News poll revealed 52% of Virginians say they disapprove of Biden's job performance. 64% of Virginians say the country under Biden is heading in the wrong direction. The most important issue for the Commonwealth is the economy and jobs. The liberal media continues to push racism in America. MSNBC news an�cars on Tuesday.
The virus was not important to many voters.
It was education,
which is code for white parents don't like the idea of teaching about race.
Critical race theory, which isn't real, turned the suburbs 15 points to the Trump insurrection-endorsed Republican.
Dr. Carol Swain, a woman of color and former professor at Princeton and Vanderbilt, says she's proud to be a Virginian.
Well, they can't really racialize it, because a number of black parents and immigrant parents have stood with their white brothers and sisters to reject critical race theory.
We'll continue monitoring the election results from yesterday. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.